Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome live from the Boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's Comic-Con Stars for another great Thursday night. This is Dr. John. We've got Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling, with us. We got Todd with us. Dave Atwell will be joining us, and special guest Jonathan Moody, who will be on in just a couple of seconds. I wanted to share a little bit of news for everybody. First of all, on Thursday night, September the 6th, Papa Stro and I and Dave Atwell will be at the Escape Room in Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'll be talking about my new book, Bigfoot Explorers. Papa Stro will have Dorothy there, and we'll just see what he talks about. It'll be a lot of fun. He'll, of course, do a Q&A about his illustrious career, and then all the other things that you want to ask him. Dave will be talking about the Hunger series, his wonderful series of books that he's written. So we're going to have a blast. It will be on a Thursday night, so we will actually be doing Comic-Con Stars live from Jacksonville, since we'll have three of us there, and, of course, Todd will be with us via the intranet, just a little joke there. So we'll have a lot of fun on that Thursday, September the 6th. And just to remind everybody, it's coming. The Cape Fear Comic-Con, Wilmington, North Carolina, is coming up Saturday, August the 25th at the Coastline Conference Center in beautiful, sunny Wilmington, North Carolina. A lot of great things happening. We will have the premiere of a Mike Roberts film. We'll have a number of other films there, and as we'll be doing the Up All Night Film Festival there at the Cape Fear Comic-Con. So it's going to be just a great day of family, fun, friends, and entertainment, and just so excited about being there. We really are. So that's kind of the short version of what's going on. Let's see. Papa Stro, how you doing? You are live and on remote tonight. Tell us where you are.
Prestige worldwide. Wide. Yep, that's it. We're at Scares at Care in Williamsburg, Virginia. Myself and my man, Jonathan Moody from Sick Flick Productions. It's on like Donkey Kong.
Well, that is great. We're glad to have Jonathan with us. Jonathan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing super. I'm going to speak to our other co-host, and then I'm going to let Papa Stro start the interrogation and talk to you for a little bit. Then we'll jump in. This is Todd. Todd Sexton, it's so good to have you with us from up there, live and remote from Indiana. How are you doing in Indiana tonight?
I am doing outstanding, supernatural, and ecstatic to be here, right here in the city of Indianapolis, where they are bringing you the 51st Gen Con. And that convention center has been packed, and the streets are filled with all kinds of cosplayers going on.
Oh, wow, that sounds like
so it is happening up here.
That's great. Well, I tell you what, I think all three of us are in happening locations everywhere, from the Myrtle Beach Boardwalk to Scares at Care up in Williamsburg to the city of Gen Con, Indianapolis. So we are truly Comic-Con stars tonight all over. And by the way, Todd, I got to announce a very good friend and someone that is part of your family is going to get hitched on Sunday. Thanks for reminding me it was Sunday, or I would have been up there on Saturday. But your son is going to be getting hitched, and I'm looking forward to being there to witness this thing. Oh, and Todd, one other thing. If you could text me a picture of your son and his fiance, I might try to bring them a little something up there, okay?
All right, we'll see you. Oh, yeah, I'm tracking. I'm following you. Yeah, we can. I got one or two I can pull off. I will absolutely do that. Yeah, the good gracious. You know, I can't say he's going to become a man. He's been a that Sergeant of Marines has been a man for quite some time, and here he is. He just met his special someone, and you know, we love the hell out of KC. There's no doubt about it. And I'm immensely proud to have her join our family. It's huge.
Well, that's
huge.
That's great. That's great.
Awesome.
It'll be good to see them both, and Yuki and your daughter. We're going to have a great time Sunday. So, anyway, well, now, Papa Stro, you're up there live and on remote at Scares of Care. And you've got Jonathan Moody. You have invited him to the show. Thank you so much. Papa Stroh, I'm going to turn it over to you for a short bit, and then Todd and I will join in. Take it away, Papa Stroh.
Yes, we're right in the middle of Horror Central for Scares the Care, Party with Frankenstein, Dracula, Blueberry, Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and all the gang. And my man, Jonathan Moody, some Sick Flick Productions, man. What's going on with Jonathan Moody and Sick Flick Productions, my man?
Well, we are here at Scares the Care, basically as a... I'm hearing an echo, so it's just, like, throwing me off. Let me go in the bathroom or something. basically...
Mountain range.
Basically, here at the convention, I'm here for to promote a short film called Follow Me that we are shooting and made, like, August. So that's basically why we're here.
Sure.
Joe, do you have
anything
else you want to ask or say?
Of course. Follow Me. Definitely, for sure. And just like Jonathan Moody, we've been following each other all over Scares of Care already. Yeah, good stuff. I'm here promoting Dust series as well, season 2, representing
awesome.
Dust and the Dust family. Also, the Green Hero Films production of my film documentary, The Maestro, and all the horror sci-fi Sons of Anarchy fam that's here, the celebrities here for this week in Scares of Care, in which... Jonathan Moody's wearing a Sons of Anarchy shirt as we speak. Matter of fact, and Ari got quite a few words from the Scared to Care Joe Ripple himself. Really put over big. But great times. Jonathan Moody brought some friends for Dorothy, hanging out, and she's making friends. We're all making friends. It's a great time. Come see us at Scared the Care of you in the Williamsburg, Virginia area.
Man, I don't know how you can miss.
We're actually set up at a really good table. We're in the back in the vendor room, so hang out with us.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I'd love to. If I wasn't down here on the boardwalk, I'd be doing it right now. We were invited to Scares Care a long time ago and just haven't been able to make it because we're doing caricatures up here in Myrtle Beach, and this is the height of the season, and so it's all good. So, Jonathan, I don't know that much about your illustrious career. Tell us a little bit about, for some of the other folks that aren't familiar, and I'll be honest, tell us a little bit about what you do and what kind of projects you're working on.
One of our films
Johnson, you might want to move around. We're getting some. We're getting some interference and static on you. You might just want to move around a little bit.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, I guess the bathroom was a bad idea. We're rebranding the company and trying to do something a little bit different. Right now we're working on a psychological short film, Follow Me. And after that, we've got a couple other irons in the fire that we can't really talk about, except for a film called Death Glitch, which is a demon movie we're hoping to do next year.
Okay. That sounds great. Now, when is your current project getting ready to come out?
Which one?
Are you working on one right now?
We're working on a short film, and we're hoping it'll be in the festival, probably around I would say late fall, early winter. But aside from that, we've got a couple of different feature films that we're going to be trying to work on.
Boy, that's great. That's great. Those are huge projects. Those feature films are huge projects. I know from talking to Mike Roberts, it's just even just a 6-episode, 30-minute series is just a huge project. So we wish you the best of luck on that. I mean, where are you headquartered?
Actually, in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Oh,
where
okay.
is that?
Do you go to MarsCon?
I do. I haven't had a table there yet, though.
Okay, because Caroline has been. We've been to MarsCon.
Let's investigate.
That's a good January event.
Yeah, I don't know. If, I think I was there at a press. Because I also write for Horror News.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, right for Horror News. So I did go to MarsCon as a press, but I haven't ever had a table.
Oh, okay. Well, if Cody and I, if Carolina Caricatures makes it up to MarsCon this January or the next one, we'll let you know. Come out and hang out at our table. Make Papa Stroke and come, and we all just have us a party up there.
I tell you what, the thing that John did the last time he was here at Scares at Care, he actually put a hammerhead shark in the sink, and it actually grew. It was the craziest thing.
Really? A hammerhead shark?
Yeah, and it grew. As soon as it hit the water, it started growing. I was like, oh, man, this is pretty cool.
Wow.
That's
amazing. That's amazing. How much did it grow?
Yeah, it almost came out of the sink.
I think there's pictures of it somewhere online.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, we might have a few of those down here in Myrtle Beach, but they're not in any sink. I'll tell you that. they're in the ocean there. We have a lot of sharks down here. We don't talk too much about it, but I can tell you that your jaws came out. I mean, Myrtle Beach lost 50% of its tourism, so yeah, you got to be careful about those things. And someone was bitten by a shark down here a couple of weeks ago. We're at the end of the season. We can say that now. It's all a lot of fun, but that's cool. Where did you get that hammerhead shark? Where did you purchase that thing?
I didn't purchase it. Our buddy Paul, who's going to be at Scares That Care with us, he brought it during our Sharknado festival that we were doing.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll have to see about getting one of those at one of our events. I mean, that'd be kind of fun to do one in Jacksonville. That'd be great, Papa. So it sure would.
It's crazy. There's even merman's even here.
Huh.
A male mermaid. Yeah. And Curly, he's watching the Jaws special they're having tonight.
Oh my!
So he's out there like cheering, "Go Big Brother, get him!" Every time the shark
pretty
scores.
Much. Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Wow.
Oh
that
yeah,
it is amazing.
We bumped into Eugene Clark downstairs from, I think, Land of the Dead. Is that the name of the movie, John?
Yeah, I think that is.
Yeah. Yeah, he was arriving as soon as we were arriving.
Sounds like there are a lot of stars there. You there and him and John and everything. Who all else? Any other names we might know that are there?
Kim Coates is going to be here. He was in Waterworld. As well as the Sons of Anarchy. And then a couple other Sons of Anarchy people, as well as Sean Patrick Flannery from Boondock Saints,
Oh, then look now you're talking. I got a Boondock Saints shirt here with me. Big time.
Awesome.
Nice.
I think it's Connor. Not Norman Reedus, but Sean Patrick Flannery will be here.
Wow.
So
And Gabriel from Walking Dead is supposed to be here. The guy portrays Gabriel, Father Gabriel.
Cool.
Wow, that's great.
And you guys remember Bro,
you
got to
get
comment?
A picture with Sean Patrick Flannery.
I could see him doing that.
You guys remember Night of the Comet? The movie Night of the Comet.
Oh, man.
Remember the two sisters? They're going to be here. What are their names, Jonathan?
Cool.
Do you know?
Kelly Maroney and Catherine Mary Stewart.
Wow.
Catherine Mary Stewart was also in Weekend at Bernie's, and what's the other one? she's also in The Last Starfighter.
And Keith David is here too.
Keith David had canceled.
Oh, he canceled. Yeah. My bad. He canceled out. Sorry. I got excited for a minute.
He missed all the fun.
I know.
He's
missing Stro. That's what's important.
They're having Papa Stro withdrawals. My bad. Sorry.
That's right. We got to have Papa Stro. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
I was going to say, this is like the third year in a row you've done Scares That Care, isn't it?
The third year doing it. I wasn't at last year's event, unfortunately, but it's good to return this year to see, you know, Jonathan and everybody, Joe Ripple and everybody that's involved with Scares That Care, so it's really cool.
I think it's your fourth year.
Yeah, you're probably right. It is my fourth year. Having so much fun, these things, these Scares That Care, that I lose count.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. Good example of time flies when you're having fun, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He had a table with me the second year and the third year, and then wasn't able to make it, because I think he was booked that day. And then this year, we're back.
Wow. Well, that's great. Good. Do you ever, Jonathan, get down our way in the Carolinas?
It's been a while. I need to go down there because I've just been so busy. I'm trying to think if there's any horror conventions down there. That's my only reason to travel these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I think we have Mad Monster Party in Charlotte. That's really the only horror. Correct me if I'm wrong, Papa Stro, but I think Mad Monster Party is the only. Well, now, we have got a new horror event coming up, and that's going to be November the 30th and December the 1st this year. That is going to be the Krampusnacht Festival at Historic Camden. We got approval to be there. And so we're going to have the Krampuses. We're going to have a Krampus walk. It's going to be a horror convention for sure. So, you know, maybe you can come down for that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know I've mentioned that to Papa Stro, but I just got word today that we're officially approved to be at that location. So I'll be talking with him a little bit more about he and Dorothy being there.
Sweet.
Dorothy's got to come.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely,
she
Dorothy.
She fits in perfectly. So, I mean, you know, because the Krampus wants to pick up all the bad little boys and girls. And I don't think Krampus wants to pick up Dorothy. Do you, Papa Stro? I think she'll be immune to Krampus.
she'll be like the old guy in Creepshow, the first story of Creepshow, where he's banging on the desk Where's my birthday cake? Where's my cake? That'd be Dorothy. The Krampus.
Yeah. We're having the first part of it's going to be in a haunted mansion, the Joseph Kershaw house, which is haunted. We're going to have the Friday and Saturday there, and then we're going to be everybody's going to get dressed up as Krampus, and then they're going to be wandering down the hillside to the Christmas village, and then we'll go to the tavern for dinner. Then we'll have paranormal talks and a ghost hunt thereafter. So it's going to be a pretty good little deal. I mean, I think it'll be fun. I hope Dorothy likes it. I know I'm going to. And Jonathan, we'll talk to you and see if you want to meander down there. It'll be 2 days of fun. So we'll chat about that. If you want to come, we'd love to have you.
That'd be awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty good. We've also got a really neat ghost story of Agnes of Glasgow. In fact, this weekend, Jesse Elliott, who was my co-partner in the winning Trended Teapot drone at Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, he's bringing his new drone out. We're going to be flying over the battlefield, the historic Camden battlefield, then flying over the haunted house and the campus. Then we're going over to the cemetery to take some pictures, some aerials from above Agnes of Glasgow's above her grave and everything, to kind of weave into a little project I'm working on Will Williams with, and we hope we'll be talking to Papa Stroh to get him involved with that. So it'll be kind of a good haunted thing. Maybe some real ghosts are gonna pop out, which would be kind of exciting. I would like that. So that's what we got going on there. And Todd, we hate that you're up there in Indianapolis, but if we get lucky, maybe you can wander down that weekend and hang out with all of us. I hope Dave will be there as well. So that'll be pretty good. There'll be a lot of opportunities. So, now Papa Stroh, you've been doing a lot of wrestling here and there. You were wrestling last weekend, and then you got some more coming up, I think, very shortly. And then you got some movies you're working on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm going to be at a couple of dates this month in the West Virginia area on the West Wrestling End. I'm going to be in Martinsburg, West Virginia, August 18th for Outlaw Wrestling. And for more info, go to facebook.com/outlawwrestlingwv. And then later on this month, I think the last Thursday and Friday in August, I'm going to be returning to XMCW at the outside the Buffalo Wild Wings in Crosslands, West Virginia, outdoor event. And for more information, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/4XMCW. August 19th, I'm returning to Charlotte, North Carolina with the fellow cast members of the Dust Series. We're going to be doing some fun table reads from some famous movies and have the cast party later on after the con. Later on this month will be a premiere of a movie that I'm starring in called Sacred Hearts later on this month. And once I get the information divulged to me to give you guys, I definitely will let you know. It's a really cool film with a good message behind it. And already for Dust, the new season, the Dust, has been tremendous. There's talks of it going out in DVD really soon. And there'll be a third season coming up again the year. So I'm really excited, betray the role of the Chief. And also for Carolina Fan Expo coming up in October 12th. We'll be screening and showing of my film documentary done by Green Hero Films called The Maestro. And, of course, October 13th, I'll be a guest at the Carolina Fan Expo in Hickory, North Carolina, which a big star from the Gotham series will be there on hand as well. And a lot of cool guests such as Cassie Page and Greg Bo Watson and the Legends. And Will Williams is going to be there as well. So it's going to be a great time, even in the Hickory, North Carolina area, for October 12th and 13th. So, yeah, a lot of irons in the fire. Got some films. I'm negotiating about two as well. I'll possibly be on set production for. Like I said, once I get the okay, the green light to promote them and plug them, I'll definitely let you guys know.
Wow, thanks a lot. That'll be great. I will be at the Carolina Fan Expo as well. I hope that maybe my Camden Ghost documentary will be available, and I'll check with Ron and see if we can get that shown, at least one of the episodes of it, hopefully the Agnes of Glasgow episode and all that. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. Now, Jonathan, I got a question for you. As we were talking, how did you get into this crazy media and film business? What got you started in it?
I guess it was writing. I started writing when I was like 13 years old. And then when I was about 23 or 24, I started getting back into horror films. So eventually, in 2009, I wrote and directed my first short film. It was called Blackout.
Wow, what was that one about?
It was kind of like an Edgar Allan Poe, Telltale Heart kind of thing. This guy murders his wife or girlfriend. I don't remember exactly what it was. It's been a while. But he murders his girlfriend, and then she ends up haunting him until he's able to, like, tell the cops, that he did it.
Wow. You know, there are a lot of stories out there about people who murder their spouse and they seem to be haunted for the rest of their lives. So, I mean, that's some serious stuff. Is that anywhere out on the internet, like Facebook?
Oh, no.
Like, is it available? Pardon?
No. I don't want anyone to ever see it. It was horrible.
Well, now, don't be that way, because, I mean, just because you think it's bad, we may love it.
Everybody thinks it's bad.
That's a wonderful story, John. That's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Should tell more stories like that. That's wonderful. That's entertainment right there.
Well, see, I mean, like, I was really proud of it at the time, but, you know, looking back at it, it's definitely not something I want people to see. I could do a lot better.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The late, great Conrad Brooks was in some of those films, and we cherish those films now. I mean, we do.
Right.
Some of the great entertainment that I've got it in my house in some of those priceless films that are no longer available. And I got some of them. I got three of them from Conrad Brooks, and God, I love them. I don't care how
people
say they're bad. There's a certain brilliance about films that people say are bad. They're not bad. They're just different.
Man, I was so afraid Dr. John was going to say they had a certain je ne sais quoi. I'm just glad you didn't go that far.
I didn't say that.
Todd sounds like Peter Sellers when he says that. The Pink Panther. That's amazing.
Well, Jonathan, you're on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm gonna send you a friend request sometime real soon, and I'm gonna see if I can talk you into. We might even at one of our cons, we might even have a festival with some films just like you described. I might bring one of my Conrad Brooks films. I mean, you know, we might watch some of these films that some people might not call great, but I would call them classic in a certain way, in a certain je ne sais quoi. I got you back, Todd.
Open that can now. I regret it.
That's right. Don't open any cans around me.
I don't hate the movie.
It's not. I mean, it's not horrible. Like, it's not like the worst movie of all time.
But it is just by far not what I do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I like it that you said that. You see, you're bordering on one of my favorite stories. And Poppy Grove, you know what my favorite story is from you, don't you?
Pick a number. You got a few of them. I think you told me that you like.
Pacific Northwest, live television, and you know, Papa Stroh, we might want to talk.
Oh, the
Madison. Yeah.
The Matt Man story. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you mind, Jonathan? Have you heard the Matt Man story?
I have not.
Oh my God.
Papa Stroh.
All right.
I haven't heard it in 3 months. Can you share it with us? I want Jonathan to know this. Jonathan, we might even get together. We might even recreate Matt Man.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, Jonathan.
Thank you.
So Roddy Piper was telling me this story about back in like 1970s. There was, of course, there's a promotion up in Oregon, Pacific Northwest, the Sandy Bar promotion, and they were going to debut this cat on live TV, known as Mattman. But he dressed up like Batman, had the cape and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But due to DC comic book rights, you know, they had to call him Mattman because you know, they owned the rights to Batman. But he still had the Batman outfit, right? And the deal was, the plan was for the TV taping, live TV taping, right? There was a villain wrestler named Al Madrill. He's going to do an interview with the commentator at ringside. Mattman comes out like a superhero, jumps on top of the table and says, "Hey, I'm Mattman," right? But keep in mind, this is like 1970-some live TV. There's no editing, no 10-second delay. So if you screw up, oh well, right? So... The show starts. Al Madrill, the villain wrestler's talking to the ringside commentator, right? Here comes Mattman, Batman cape and all, right? Running down the ringside, goes jumping on top of the table, slips, falls, busts his rear end on the floor. The whole place is like howling laughing, right? And the villain wrestler, Al Madrill, and the ringside commentator looked at each other in shock. And the commentator took his microphone down to Mattman, who's all messed up on the floor, and says, "Who are you?" And Mattman, all sprawled out on the floor, says, "I'm Mattman. Tell all your friends." Oh, it gets better. It gets better now. Later on in the live show, right, was the debut match of Mattman, right? Here comes Mattman running through the ring, Batman suit, cape, and everything, right? Starts off the match, boom-de-boom, they go at it. Mattman slams the guy. He climbs to the top rope, extends his hands to the crowd like he's going to give him the Jimmy Superfly snuck a splash to the top rope. But what he didn't realize was there was loose wires protruding from the top of the ceiling of the studio where they were at, and when one of his hands accidentally touched those wires, sparks flew, blasts out the whole joint. People screaming, "Oh, God!" Freaking out. And mass hysteria. About 6 seconds later, the lights come back on, right? And here's a smoking Mattman on the top rope, falls down to the canvas like a dead tree. Missed the guy like a mile in the ring. Referee doesn't know what the hell to do. So he takes the extra crispy, it wasn't extra crispy, it was smoking. Smoking Mattman, puts him on top of his opponent, and counts 1, 2, 3. And that was the beginning and the shocking, no pun intended, end of Mattman.
Love it.
All right.
And I can't do Roddy Piper justice because when him telling this story is freaking hilarious. Piper's awesome.
Well,
I miss him.
I love it. And every time I do a post when I'm trying to address a lot of people, I always start it out with, "Tell your friends." And Papa Stroh knows that's a direct quote from Mattman. We can't let Mattman go because that's just like my favorite story. Golly.
That's the first
awesome.
Time I heard it. That's pretty bloody good.
Yeah. Now Jonathan, what do you think? That'd make a good film short, wouldn't it?
It would, definitely. I could see
throw being involved somehow or another.
Yeah,
dear God, help us.
Maybe play one of the announcers. We'll have to talk about it. If you can get down to the Krampus Knox Festival, we'll talk. We'll have Will Williams there. We'll have everybody there, and we'll see if we can do that.
Oh
over
my God,
that'd be a lot of fun.
We've
got to get that.
If we did recreate that, I have the perfect person. Remember Stro, that guy that was at the convention, the Scares the Care convention, that thought he was like a wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
He could play Batman.
Oh, he'd be tremendous.
There's this guy that we know. We're not going to say his name or anything because, you know, it's not nice. But he is a wannabe wrestler. And he wears his, like, skin-tight clothes, and he tries to show off his muscles.
He walks around like a sprayed mace in his armpits.
It's hilarious.
He would be Batman.
If we redid it.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right.
Unreal.
We'll have to talk about that. I think that would be just so much fun. I'd love to bring Papa Stroh's story. I know you said it's a Roddy Piper story, but it's Papa Stroh's story now. I love the story. God, I'm sounding like what's his name on American Idol. I love the story. It's just great. You're not going to win your match, Batman, but it's great.
Jonathan, we were unpacking today, and Jonathan saw me actually leaving my jumper cables in my bag. He said, what are you going to do, plug those things in somebody's nipples and, like, shock them? And I'm thinking to myself, no, Kane already did that with Shane McMahon on Raw years ago. Except he did it all his privates, remember?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. The history, the wonderful history that wrestling has brought us, is just, you know.
And he still had kids. That's amazing. Shane McMahon still had kids after that. It's awesome.
Tough guy. Very tough guy. But, yeah, it's wrestling's brought us so much. I know that whenever Papa Stroh and I get over to Raleigh, at the Ramada Inn, right across the street from the legendary stomping grounds, Dorton Arena, where Papa Stroh, you've done so much great wrestling over there, haven't you?
Oh, man, a lot of great memories and a lot of great people I looked up to, admired. You know, Ray Stevens, Jimmy Snuka, Roddy Piper, who we talked about, Nature Boy Ric Flair, Blackjack Mulligan. The list goes on. Some of the best. A Mass Superstar, Ivan Koloff, God rest his soul. Rocky Johnson, the father of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. A lot of great. Anybody that's been anywhere at one time has been to Dorton Arena.
Yeah, it's just such a marvelous place. Such great. And what was really was a very interesting thing about going to that Ramada Inn. The manager there, Cindy Namath. She started out as a waitress at the Ramada Inn back when you were wrestling over there, and she remembers all you guys coming in and how great all the wrestlers were to her just as a young waitress, and she just keeps talking about what a great group of people you were, and it's just such a tribute to you and the guys that were out there on the road, how you treated people well. We don't have any of that Me Too mess, none of that from you guys. You guys were a real bunch of gentlemen, and you're super pros at what you did, and it just goes to show you this: there are great people in the world, still are, and the wrestlers, Papa Stroh, you know, we've talked about this. So many of them were true gentlemen, and brought a great name to wrestling. They really did.
Oh yeah, she always would come get us when people would stiff on a tip, so we could pretty much, take out the trash.
Take them out. Wow, that's great.
Great.
Well, I tell you what, guys, the rain has stopped. I'm going to have to get back on the boardwalk. Jonathan, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we move on off into the sunset tonight?
Well, actually, Stro and I are going to be doing another podcast. One that I co-host.
called All About Acting. It's going to be on tonight at midnight Eastern. So we'll be interviewing. I think we'll be interviewing Merman.
Yes, Merman.
So come listen to that tonight if you guys want to.
Not Ethel Merman, but Merman.
Yeah, not Ethel Merman.
Just think, if Merman were from the Pacific Ocean, say Southern California, he'd be like Mer-dude.
Mer-dude.
We should call him that.
Mer-dude, yeah.
Mer-dude.
We'll ask him about Aquaman tonight, the new Aquaman movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, after the audition part.
I know Josh Alexander's excited about that. He's our cosplay dude, and he'll be running cosplay at Cape Fear Comic Con. We're excited. He did a great job for us at Jacksonville Comic Con. Just super guy. Glad to have him do that.
You get Josh Alexander and Merman together, it'd be just like them barging in the Blue Oyster Bar for Police Academy. It'd be great.
Actually, it's funny that you said that about the whole Blue Oyster Bar, because when you were talking about Mattman going, "Oh, Mattman," all I could think about was that dude in Police Academy about his car. When
oh,
he found his car trashed after the driving lesson. That's exactly what I thought of.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Oh, man.
All right, Todd, what's up with you? What you got to plug for tonight?
All right, so of course I'm going to, I got to give the big shout out to this Sunday. My son and getting married to, wonderful girl, Cassandra Wanamaker, and I'm going to, you know, they're going to be trying to send me some live video feed as best they can. That's going to be awesome. And I want to, the team here knows what transpired with my dad here the last couple weeks. I got to give in Elyria, Ohio, Midway trophy and plaques a big nod. The flag for my dad, who was a Korean veteran, Bronze Star with B and two Purple Hearts. They put together a shadow box within 28 hours, and it was spectacular. So I got to give them big props. So, and you guys being there for me, Comic-Con Stars every Thursday night right here on BOC Nation, thebradyhicks.com. That's my plug. Thanks, man.
Well, thanks a lot. Now, we have that author himself, Dave Atwell, has come on. Dave, we're doing our plugs. It's good to have you with us. What you got to plug for tonight?
Oh, man, well, one thing I got to I think what I need to plug is unemployment, because it's amazing how there's 1 hour a week that I really don't need to be working because I got something else going on, and I swear somehow or another, work always finds a way to take it over anyway. So, I mean, hey, just cash it into the man. But, no, when it comes down to plugs, just want to, you know, of course, the Hunger series, and working on the cover work of the fourth book right now and getting back into the writing when work allows on that fifth book. It's funny when you take a step away from your work for a little bit and then you get back into it, you kind of start going, wow, you know, I've been missing out. And, again, it's another part of my life I need to manage a little better, that work-life balance. But, hey, the quicker the book sells, the quicker I get back to work and get out of this mess and I can write full time. So run out there and grab the Hunger series. Christmas is coming up. And we got plenty of stops in between in Wilmington, Cape Fear Con, and Jacksonville at Jacksonville Con. So there are plenty of places you can find me. Give me the sign. And I will show up to those shows, unlike tonight's show, where I come skidding in here later than hell. Better late than never. Got to make an entrance. You know?
We're just glad you came on tonight, even if it was for just a couple minutes. Thank you so much. It's always good to have you. And Papa Stroh, what have you got to plug tonight?
Well, Scares the Care all weekend this weekend at the Doubletree by the Hilton in Williamsburg, Virginia. I will be with Sick Flick Productions. My man Jonathan Moody will be in the very back of the vendor room. Or look for our table. It's tremendous. We got everything there, and it's going to be a great time. We'll be there with our friend Paulie Presenza. They'll be there as well. And it's a great time to come see all the great celebrities and all the cool stuff that's going down for Scares of Care. It's going to be really cool, and for sure. And I'm looking forward to you know, Sacred Hearts premiering later on this month, and all of the cool stuff that we mentioned earlier on the podcast coming down in August. So, and be good to yourself and each other. And thank you guys, as always, for having me on the podcast.
We are always glad to have you, Papa Stro, anytime. And I'll shoot you a couple of texts this weekend about just some upcoming things, and you can let me know. And I guess what I'll do is I'm gonna plug my favorite weekend of the year, Cape Fear Comic Con, August 25th, along with the Up All Night Film Festival. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. Papa Stro, of course, starring. We always, whenever he can be there, we want him to star in it because it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to tell everybody, I'm going to sign off and say, have a great evening. Coming to you live from the Boardwalk, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the Sun Fun capital of the world. And where the rain has ended, the stars are back out, and the crowds are here to get some caricatures from Cody and I and his wife, Elisa. And so we're going to have a great time on the Boardwalk. Everybody have a safe, wonderful weekend. Jonathan, you and Papa Stro, have a great weekend up there. And I know people are going to be glad to see y'all as they're coming in tomorrow and Sunday. So here we are. One more for the record books in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on the Boardwalk with Comic-Con stars. We'll see everybody next week. You take care.
Bye.
Hi. John already sent you the text. I already sent you the text or pics.
Is it legal?